Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Comedian Brent Morin joins us. He'll hang out. Crackwise, we'll do the news. First, there's Jordan Harbinger. The Jordan Harbinger Show, a different kind of sponsor for this episode, the Jordan Harbinger Show. Well, if you're a fan of fascinating podcasts and interesting people, you should definitely check this one out. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Jordan talks with Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter anymore. Man, is he right. Or you go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You'll always find something useful to apply to your own life, like routine changes to boost productivity or slight mindset tweaks to change how you see the world. Jordan's a good guy. We've had him on many times. I know the man well, and he's worth a listen. We enjoy the show, and we know you will, too. So you can search The Jordan Harbinger Show. That is H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new nut hath arrived. April ushers in the return of not just spring.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
But a new Adam's Monthly Nut this month includes a sample pack of Brewpub Jerky. Jerky, expertly crafted to drink with beer. We've also got a sample pack of Renewed Chaga Chino to make sure your coffee isn't just giving you jitters in the morning. When you're putting shrooms or snickerdoodle coffee mate in your cup of joe, make sure you rinse it after. This month, we've got a mug to remind you to do just that after you're done. And finally, you know the guys from Caviar Farm well enough by now. And this month, you'll get a $25 off coupon to be used site-wide at thecaviarfarm.com. We're not sure how we did it, but this entire box is just $25 at CorollaDrinks.com. Sign up for one or keep the shipments coming at CorollaDrinks.com.
Worst time in history to be a drunk is right now. Worst time. We're too connected as people. So Norm texting, we're too connected. Like, I shouldn't be able to get drunk alone in my bedroom with the door locked and ruin everything. But if you have enough apps, you could ruin your entire life. Have you ever thought about that? Like, you got a Gmail app? You could just email your boss. You ever been drunk mad before? You're not happy? You just email them. You don't even need an email anymore. All you need is the first letter, that email, T for Ted, subject, fuck you, Ted. And you just let them have it, like, you're fucking weird, your daughter smells like toast, I hate the fucking office. You ever remember that kid who smelled like toast? Like, what was wrong with that kid? Do you know, like, a weird kid? Anybody know the weird kid? Kid who wears jean shorts in the winter, wears the same outfit every day. Has a buzz cut but still has bedhead. You're like, what, do you sleep upside down? What the fuck happened to you? Look, I'm all for anti-bullying, but sometimes you bring it on yourself.
Brent Morin on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Brent Morin. Yeah, I never really thought about that. It used to be about getting drunk and then drunk driving or going out and doing something stupid, or there'd be a lot of like, don't go to your girlfriend's house, you know, your ex-girlfriend, your buzz, and so. Now you do a lot of damage just alone with the phone.
Just alone with the phone. And now, especially with the that was a while ago. That's hilarious to see. I think I've aged. now you get the apps, though, that like food apps, too. Like the you amount of money I spend on Amazon or food
now. Just shows up.
Yeah, and now it's just instead of drunk dialing, I'm older now. So like it's like I Zillow, you know, or like Redfin. And I go, I could live in Maine.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll write the great novel.
Yeah, I got kids, so I don't need to send out for food. They're like constantly shepherding and packing food into the house, and then my whole thing is I'm like a UPS distribution hub. I'm like, hey, those dumplings are gonna go bad. You gotta eat those dumplings, and then you gotta eat, like, my whole plan is to not have shit I spent money on end up in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah. I have that I can't waste. You know, I think years of growing up with my Italian mother saying you don't waste. So I have so many leftovers sometimes.
But, you know, we live in an interesting culture, which is I'm a non-waste person to the point when several months ago when my house was TP'd
really?
by the neighborhood kids, I went out and collected the toilet paper, balled it all up. Carried it into my office and went into the bathroom and just stuffed it all in the drawer and lived off the drawer of toilet paper, which is within reach of the toilet for the next 9 months or so. A couple of pine needles in there. But yeah, right, thank you for this offering, neighborhood kids. Yeah.
Except he's in Lockheed Yacht and surrounded by millionaires.
That's right. But now, so here's what I'm saying. We all go, you know, when the person goes, oh, I recycle religiously, we're like, oh, I applaud you, you know. And when people talk about, you know, cleaning up the ocean with the plastic island and all and that stuff, we applaud it. But then when you start talking about, like, other aspects of it, like, I don't want to throw away food, like, take the cheese and just cut the moss off it and use the rest of the cheese, like, oh, gross. It's like, well, we're chucking stuff or you're not chucking stuff that took a lot of energy. So we have this very delicate dance with it. It's applauded or they look down their nose at you.
Well, you're totally right, because one of the new campaigns, which was very controversial, is from environmentalists, is don't recycle.
Really?
Stop recycling, because all that means is, like, you're using the same amount of shit and you're wasting it. You're just throwing it in this blue bin instead of this green bin or whatever.
Yeah.
Reuse this. Stop just pitching it into a bin.
Yeah,
so you're right.
Well, I think that none of us really know what we're doing.
Right.
Also
and,
true.
And we just learn every decade or generation, and then you start figuring things out. Like, one day we're going to find out, like, Sour Patch Kids is healthy for you. You know?
Everything is basically the food pyramid. Like, we're all wrong. We spent – I'm going to be laying in my deathbed and someone's going to go, you know, some young person's going to go, what was your life like? And I was like, we argued over coffee, red wine.
Red wine is the one.
Dark chocolate.
And then I learned the name of a ton of Middle Eastern countries I wish I'd never heard of. And everyone had to pretend like they were experts on what went on over there. Yeah.
Well, no, it's true. Like, I think if you come in every day of life with low expectations of understanding something, you'll be a happier person.
Yes.
Like, I wish I was dumb. I'm not. I'm smart enough to know I'm not that smart, but I'm at that cusp where if I have a night out, I wake up the next day and it's 10,000 regrets in my head. But I have friends, especially on tour. Like, I'll have a certain friend and he's not that bright. He'll wake up the next day and he's like, epic night, man. And I'm like, what a life. What a blissful life that he gets to live.
Well, I've always been – and there was another example of this and I couldn't remember. Oh, yeah, there's two examples. So I've always said – you either want to be out beyond the breakers or you want to be safely on the beach. It's the middle is where you get pummeled. And then I saw some defense martial arts guy go, look, you either want to be far enough away from the guy's punch where he can't get you, or up tight, up in him where you're like smothering. I started to think of as a metaphor, like the middle. You either want to be dumb, like the happiest creature on the planet's my dog, Phil.
Yeah.
He just lays by a bathroom door all day and he's fucking happy. Is shit, and then all
demolishes half rounds.
Yeah, all I have to do is walk in and go, "Where's Sonny?" And he goes, his tail starts smacking around. He gets up, starts lumbering around. Or you can be Elon Musk.
Yeah,
you
know, those are your choices.
Fucking brilliant, whatever, billionaire, fucking with everybody on the planet. It's the middle. It's the middle.
The
where
rest
like,
of us.
You're smart, but not really smart enough to get any traction. Yeah. Like, not smart enough to come up with your own app or company or
no.
Why is
Mario
Ming?
Yes.
That's Elon.
I'm the kind of guy that I watch a trailer to a documentary and I know everything about World War II. You know, like, because I'm not going to sit and my ADD doesn't allow me to process enough, but I'll have thoughts and I go, I just go on a thing. Like, mom, both my parents are teachers. My mom knows history like crazy. And I'll be like, I know who killed JFK. She goes, how? I go, this thing I saw, I was watching something else, but then that was on, and I know.
It was
I know.
A meme. I saw a meme. Through the living example of Dunning-Kruger effect. You're like, yeah, I know.
Both your parents were teachers, right?
Yeah.
And then, is your brother a concert pianist and the other's a doctor?
Yeah.
So you're like a disappointment.
No,
right?
That's why I said I'm smart enough to know I'm not that smart. I'm sandwiched with smart people, but this is all I want with a kid. I want an average kid. I was average. I was Corey Matthews, Boy Meets World. It's perfect. Like, if I thought we had a snow day and we didn't have a snow day, I took a snow day. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, you don't get my hopes up. I didn't have the pressure my little brother had or older brother had.
Oh, yeah.
Because a C was a celebration in my house for me.
For you.
That's what it stands for,
I got a CD from Sam Goody for that. You know? Right. Like, he passed. My God, he made it.
I'm the same way. I never got that. The worst discussion, whether it's faculty or parents, is how you're not living up to your potential.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw any potential in me, so I dodged that bullet.
No, like, this is blissful to them.
Did anyone get the not living up to their potential discussion?
Constantly.
Really?
All the time. I was put on homework plans, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have homework checked off. Got a study table, which was if you forgot your homework, fucked it up, didn't bring it in, whatever, you had to stay late and, like, do it. Oh, yeah, lots of discussions with the parents.
That's where I learned the word underachiever. in sixth grade.
It's a compliment.
Sixth grade, I was told that.
It's a compliment.
Underachiever.
Because
they're saying you're intelligent.
You're Cam Newton. It's like, this guy's got all the gifts in the world, but he just doesn't work as hard as Brady. You know what I mean? But wouldn't you rather be all the gifts in the world versus me?
You do make a good point.
The unrealized potential, but potential for potential.
Right.
That's a glass half full.
I was wearing a Simpson shirt because I took my brother's Simpson shirt because we love it. And it was Bart Simpson saying underachiever and proud of it, man. And I didn't know what that meant. And my teacher's like, oh, you probably picked that for a reason. You're just like Bart Simpson.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get – thank you very much, because I still hadn't figured out what the word underachiever means. But, yeah.
It's a devastating day when you did.
It's a horrible teacher. Just walk up to a child like, I know you love that cartoon, but I'm going to ruin it for you.
That's
you're
right.
An underachiever and your family hates you.
Thank you, 80s.
I was talking about this with Dr. Drew earlier today, speaking of parents, because Dr. Drew was pretty nice to his mom via the microphone while she was alive. And but with each year
that
passes
back
after her death,
he gets a loser.
Now he's like, that bitch hated me. She hated me.
Oh, really?
I was kind of thinking about this, and I had this weird thought. We can all think maybe there's this little moments in time you had with your parents, those little snapshots of you're driving and they say something to you and you're seven or whatever, and it just sticks. But the thought I was exploring was, I was about seven, and I acted out a lot, and I think my mom probably read an article or something that said, like, it was all part of this weird early 70s, like, self-esteem movement and stuff, and it was a lot of, like, don't say you don't like your kids. Don't be negative. So my mom said,
revolutionary.
We'll bring it into the present at some point, but my mom said, it's not that I don't like you. I don't like the things that you do. And then I just said,
that was progressive for the era.
Yeah.
I said, I am what I do.
That's who I am.
And I was starting to think about it today. It's like, I love car racing. My mom doesn't like car racing. I love building. My mom likes building. I like football. My mom, family hated football. I like boxing. They didn't like boxing.
All sports.
They vote for Gavin Newsom. I vote for a plastic owl that runs against Gavin Newsom, whoever they put up. And then I realized, but how much can you like a person when you don't like everything that they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. How can you like them that much? You guys know anybody where you don't like anything they do, but somehow there's great love there?
It's very rare.
I guess unconditional, you know? I mean, I'm just trying to be positive.
You would give up,
it doesn't seem like she likes you that much.
You would give up 10% of them being – give 10% of them being interested in some shit that you're interested in versus a universal sort of – look, unconditional love is like Michael Jackson. Like, I love all the children of the world. Really? I'm hungry, dude. What does this come down to? You love everybody universally? Like, you just make this proclamation. It doesn't, there's no rubber meets the road on the big universal.
Well, he tried.
Yeah,
he tried to get to him.
Do you guys remember your parents saying anything? Any snapshots? Any moments?
Well, yeah, I was definitely like with my dad all the time. The same, like both my brothers were mama's boys. I was daddy's kid. Like I'd play baseball and basketball. I was big into that. My brother was a figure skater. The other one's in the arts. So it wasn't really. I was the one playing catch outside. But my mom is the reason I'm funny. Like, she's the one who, like, goes through my scripts, or, like, if I say, hey, I got this idea for a bit.
Punch it up.
Yeah. And also with my dyslexia, it's good for grammar checks, you know, to have an English teacher. But she'll say, like, you said titties on page 4. It takes away from the joke, titties on page 9. And I go, okay. You know, so she gets it.
Wow. Good copy editor.
She's fantastic at it. But she'll be like, no, that joke doesn't work. You're wordy. But there are so many things where I'm like, I don't think she cares about you know, any of the sports that I'm watching with dad. Like, we have to hide and watch, you know, something or play catch. And I never thought about it because I'm kind of like, because I'm the average student kid, I was more of the, as my little brother, who's an elegantly gay man, always says, he goes, you are so squishy. That's what he are.
The figure skating brother's gay?
Oh, shocker.
What?
And he's an intense alpha. And he's always like, if I'm crying at a movie, he goes, ugh, squishy.
Oh, I love that. So squishy.
Alpha
get it
gay.
Together.
Made up movie.
But yeah, that's like he's starting to like sports, but it's like there is a disconnect in certain realms where it's like with my mom, I'm trying to relate on certain things that don't really relate. And I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, like – obviously, you're closer there. And I didn't know that my brothers felt that with my dad because I was like, oh, he's the greatest man in the world. They're like, really? To you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think the key, and we talk about this all the time when people go, I don't like this doc or I don't like those docs or whatever. It's like there's two components for like whether it's cage fighting or baking.
Yeah.
There's a kind of mechanical component to both of them that you could dig into and find some interest
some
in
technique or
versus
something.
I just don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my thing.
Strategy.
Not my thing, which I would argue that you can kind of find a zen in most activities. And then there's always information about – there's always some weird tip. Whenever you talk to someone about baking, about, no, don't mix hot water into it. That activates the yeast. You got to use cold water. Like, I love all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? In my house, there's a lot of sports watching and there's a lot of video game playing with having a six-year-old there. And I tell them, I'm like, just treat me like a cat. Like, I want to be in the same room with happy people doing something that they love.
Yeah.
I don't really want to participate. I don't really want to play Super Mario's, but I like being in the room with you guys while you're doing something that makes you happy.
My mom is the exact same way. Like, it was me, my dad, my brother, and my mom. And us three, the men, were obsessed with sports. Sports all the time, baseball, basketball, whatever. And we'd constantly watch it. My mom would be there annoyed, but also just wanted to be around the family.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
Can we watch something without a ball? No, Mom, we can't. Okay, right back to whatever. So she at least wanted to be around.
I'm the same way. And they're like, why? And I actually said this to my stepson the other day because they're super into everything Super Mario Brothers. Put it in my vows that I'd always watch him play Super Mario Brothers, and I wasn't kidding. So he's, you know, I'm working because I'm doing news prep, and I'm sitting next to him with my laptop, and he's playing Paper Mario Origami King, whatever the hell that is.
What show? Shout out to Mario keeping it alive since I was a kid.
What show are you prepping for? Not this one.
There you go. Do you know it takes me sometimes 2 hours?
This loose cluster of vague ideas stumble in with?
Are you kidding? This is every day.
I'm just busting boobs.
Soon enough. So
I don't even know what a chop is, but I do know what a boob is.
So I'm doing.
Do women even have chops? We don't know.
I don't even know what a chop is.
A busting chop.
Literally 2 days ago, threatened to bust Christy in the chops.
Really?
Yeah, jokingly.
Yeah.
And that would never happen. She's far stronger than I am.
Still got to find a chop.
Yeah, chops are, chops.
Okay, now we know.
Oh,
so,
chops.
Yeah, so bust you in the chops.
A six-year-old loves when you watch everything. You know this, Brian.
Sure.
Watch this. Watch this, like doing something that wastes everybody's time, like a spin kick that sucks.
Half a handstand.
Right. So he's like, but watch this move. Watch this move. And I finally just stopped looking up. And he goes, well, why aren't you watching? Don't you care about it? And in all honesty, I said, no, I don't. I care about you, which is why I'm sitting here, but I don't care about that. And the look on his face, the utter confusion that an adult wasn't pretending to be super into it. But like, I like to think respected the honesty.
I think it will help later.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I said, I don't care about Super Mario Brothers, but I care about you.
Yeah.
Right.
My mom had one sports reference and one only. Again, back in the 80s, all you get, you know, watching baseball, you had the local team, which was the Giants, I grew up in the Bay Area, and you had the Braves, because the Braves were on TBS. They're nationally televised. Yep. And so the Braves games were Giants games, all we had, or A's games, I guess. And then she was delighted that Fred McGriff was the crime dog.
Oh,
McGriff.
Really?
Every time Fred McGriff came, crime dog. I was like, yes, Mom, that's Fred funny. McGriff, the crime dog.
That's McGriff funny. And McGriff. That's
I like right. that. McGriff take a bite out of crime.
It also strikes me that
to this day,
we spent the beginning part of, you know, like when I was a kid, all the conversation was about trying to get kids into the house. There's a lot of moms going, you gotta, come on, Mom, one more game of Three Flies Up.
Street
you know, no,
on,
come on, the casserole's getting cold. Yep. Like a lot of wrestling with the kids. Back in, back in, back in. Now it's this epic battle to shove them out of the house because they got too much good shit and flat panel TVs and U-porn and whatever it is. Like, go beat off in a field with your son.
Yeah. How does nobody, how does kids today, how do not all kids have straight A's? Because I remember even when I was in high school, like it was right when like a Google Translator happened. So for Spanish class, the whole essay I'd write in English and then translate it. And of course, it would be wrong. And then she'd make me read a word I couldn't pronounce. And I said, I'm better writer than speaker. And then it was just on my desk in the hall. But now I'm like, there's no way you can't cheat. All you got to do is just.
Not even cheat. The answer's there. Remember, you're a little younger than me, Brent. You remember going like to the library and looking up like microfiche for fucking reports? And it's like, oh, it's all there now in your hands.
Got to go find it.
Or you just got to go, Siri, find.
Tell me everything there is to know about the American Revolution.
Well, I guess in a world where everyone is on a sort of even footing as long as they have a cell phone or smartphone, then you would want to hire the person that was best at getting the information the fastest and is sort of disseminating it. Because there's still a lot of wiggle room with the computer in terms of who gets what from where and how it's disseminated. So I think you're just, since everybody has the same tool, you're now going to hire the people that can work the tool the best.
Right.
I think that's the new world order.
Yeah, the evolution of technology, I guess, right?
So yeah, but also I don't, it's weird that I don't think people want to work like we used to, our version of work or planning on working or working somewhere or whatever that
work
thing.
Work looks different.
They want to be bosses. They want to be their own thing type.
Yeah. And then there's this interesting thing, which is the bosses. So everyone doesn't want a target on their back. Like literally in L.A., the cops are like, don't wear flashy watches. Don't drive expensive cars.
That's on you.
The boss... It's coming in with flip-flops on now. We don't really have that Mr. Jenkins checking his pocket watch. You know, that was always the boss was the boss.
Right.
Yeah.
He dressed it. He drove it. He spoke it. And now everyone's trying to be everyone's best buddy, you know?
Like a Santa Fe art teacher or something.
Right.
Everybody's coming in.
And so the employees and or the students, the vision is blurred. Like, I always think back on going to my – I went to my son's like second or third grade class, and there's like two things. The teacher was like 27-year-old chick. She's wearing go-go boots.
Oh, boy.
Has a nose stud.
This is the teacher?
This is the teacher. Well, because we're all thinking about Mrs. Parker or Mrs. Valdivia or something like back. My teachers didn't even have an age. They were sort of a universal teacher old.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like 65 plus.
Looked shitty in a short skirt. Yes. Like just wore the same.
Denim vest.
I didn't even know what their hair was. Yeah. They
60,
looked,
40, or a ghost.
Their hair looked like Aunt B from Andy Griffith's show. Yeah. Like weird head. Like, I don't know, Mrs. Wolk. I don't know if she was 37 or 114. She was just teacher old, you know, like not asexual, non-sexual. Mm-hmm. Nobody, there's nothing going on with
yeah.
her. She's got the go-go boots. She's got the nose stud, and she's got her Starbucks with the big dome on it. You know, so she ordered the big whipped cream, whatever. And she has this label facing out with her first name on it. And like, I came by as like 1970s guy, and I was like, hey, you may want to turn that in because they're going to learn your name, and you know what happens after that when the teacher, once the kids find out the first name, it's on like fucking Donkey Kong. And she's like, they all know me by my friend. That's what they call me, you know? And I was like,
what?
That's what I was like, yeah. I mean, you're not even old and you're old. That's how it was.
I'll see you at class a little later.
Every single teacher who tested my daughter's school since preschool till now, 5.5 years old, first name. Well, I mean, teacher Eduardo, teacher whatever, to Carla. It's
that's
all
so
the,
interesting.
That's just how it is.
I'm so happy to say that this kid has to say their last names.
Nice. I
don't think they know their last
names. I don't see. I think this stuff. I think it's a slippery slope. I think there needs to be a division between like the kids and the teachers or the boss and the employees. Most importantly, between the cops and the public, you know what I mean? Like when the cops telling you to do something, you're walking on them going, dude, what's your problem? Like, no, that's not, I know you knew your school teacher's first name and your boss leaves his door open and you come in there and sit on his desk. This guy's got a gun. Like we need a division. Mm-hmm. We need this sort of authority division.
Yeah.
And we look at this as like a utopia if we could dissolve that division. Like
reimagine.
We're going to reimagine everything. But it's like it really hurts the people. Like I've fired people over stupid stuff. But I've had plenty of I had a guy I was just thinking about in the other shop, not even here, like. Where I was telling him to do something on a car, and he started like going, hey, dude, fuck you.
Whoa.
I do it my way. I'm not going to put my name on this shit, on this work, or whatever. And he was such a colossal douche, I just fired him the next day. Like, I liked him, but I realized he doesn't have any control. Or when I was telling those guys to clean their office, and they're like, they would never clean
and
their office.
And you never said... I like your spunk. You remind me of a young me.
He's like De Niro. He's like De Niro in Casino. I like the kid. Good kid. I'll fight him the next day.
it doesn't help the kids is what I'm saying. Like if you're low on the totem pole, don't get in your boss's grill and tell him to fuck himself.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty obvious, but as it gets blurrier, this division between the authority, the coach, the cop, the teacher, the boss, it doesn't help the kids. It doesn't help the players. It doesn't help the pedestrians or whoever's dealing with the cops. Like it's getting blurry.
And I don't mean to be but you're talking about a slippery slope. And I don't think that this is the majority by any means, but the stories do come out. And, you know, it's like you've talked about before, like if you say, okay, which adult wants to take all the young boys camping? The first guy with his hand up, the guy, he's out. He doesn't get to participate.
Right.
And the more you blur that line, the more kids don't understand boundaries. And that could be some juicy prey for a psychopath.
I had a kid at my house on Friday night. Do a move. Could you imagine? All right. So here are the imaginary moves. I've told you I had one of my daughter's friends roller skate past me inside the house.
That's
wow. Hardwood hallway.
Yeah.
I'm just walking. She's blowing by. Full roller girl. You know.
I can't imagine.
Bad reference. But
I was going to say.
Not the greatest reference.
Leave that one out.
She went on by. Didn't bat an eye. Wow. Now, of course, you can imagine doing that as a young person, someone's out.
Remember how scared you were to wake your parents' friends up when you were like a sleepover in there?
You just count sheep.
God forbid they come out of like the bedroom and like keep it down. Shut up.
I told you when I was a kid, I accidentally knocked over somebody's strawberry milkshake from McDonald's and they sent me home.
Oh, wow.
I experienced this one Friday night. I was standing with my son's buddies. They're like 15, 16. They kind of goof around now. I got a reoccurring joke that I do with them that Sonny hates, which is
keep doing it.
I got to keep doing it.
You have to.
I had this carpet cleaning boss, and he was like kind of fancied himself a tough guy, but it was more like he was 27 and we were 16. Right. So there's always a tough guy, you know. And we were like driving in the van, going to a job, and I'll have to stand up to illustrate.
Oh, but good. Nice. Oh,
he would do this move that I do with Sonny and his friends all the time, right?
He's getting up.
Adam, this is radio.
If there's a problem, man, I'll just go up to the next guy and I'll go, hey, man, no hard feelings. Let me introduce myself. My name is Art Foss. And I'll throw like a quick left hand. This crazy blow. And Sonny's like, shut up. But anytime I see him, I just walk up to him and go, hey, man, I don't want any trouble. I'm not here to cause any problems. My name is Art Foss.
God.
I think Art did it with an elbow.
That's so
like,
dumb.
That was his move. Yeah, right. It was like, we're all supposed to be super impressed by how badass Art was because he would do.
I'll throw an elbow. I give a fuck.
Oh, the YouTube. It's on our YouTube page.
Well, this show is going to be on our YouTube page. Okay. You can see Adam doing it.
So he hates it. All the other guys are primed now
because
I come staggering into the, you know, my bathrobe. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Let me tell you. There's any problems? I'm cool headed, and then I go to my Art Foss.
Yeah.
But here's what a kid does. Now tell me what you think of this. They're all running around. Who? Two of them decide to help themselves to the sauna.
What?
Could you, first off, that could you imagine going into Mr.
15,
Vendig?
16?
Yeah, just going into Mr. Vendig's house and going, I'm going to fire up the sauna.
Take
my shirt off.
We had one rich friend. My dad had one rich friend, Jim Young. He was an electrician. He owned the shop. And he had a sauna in his like downstairs. He was rich. And I fantasized about what it might be like. Never once asked to use it. But all
There's not even a
family friend. I could have. The point is,
can you get us some cucumber? Water.
All you do is fantasize.
They went and fired it up.
Wow.
Wow.
Then. No.
Was Sonny there? Like, was Sonny participating?
Yeah. And he didn't go in the sauna.
They went in without him?
Yes. They like had their shirts off and wearing sweatpants. So anyway.
They have secrets.
One of the kids, but that wasn't even the thing. One of the kids was walking around. So while I was just standing there, they're all shooting pool. Jeez, I got a good
fun house.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all
great picture.
Pool, and they're done with the climbing rock wall.
Upstairs.
They've all done the
zip popcorn
line.
Machine.
Yeah. They pet the lions.
Right.
So I'm there done with the bouncy castle. So I'm standing there doing my Art Foss thing, and one of the kids who's wearing socks, but they're dirty because he's been sort of running around in socks, does a move in front of me where he broad jumps over the back of the sofa and then lands on the sofa in his socks and then is just talking to me while he's standing
on the couch
Brilliant.
Having a discussion with me. And I just thought, oh my man, there's no rules anymore.
No.
Could you imagine standing on the sofa?
God, no. Not
talking
even
to the owner of said
talking
sofa.
Of said sofa.
There's no way. We go to my friend's place. You know, when I was in elementary school, I remember just – he was the kind of guy who had, like, the Marlboro hat that he earned. You know,
for sure.
And he bought it with the Marlboro.
With the miles?
He sent in the empty packs, and he got the hat. And I always was just
impressed.
Was
that impressed. The dad or the friend?
The dad.
Yeah.
Well, later, the friend.
Right, sure.
He was just the fun house you can go to that where you're not going to deal with rules, but you're still terrified of this guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's rules. He's not responsible.
Yeah, He'll be like, yeah, go outside, have fun, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I swear to God, if you do anything to this and your mother gets home from work, I'll beat the shit out of all of you. You know, like he just had that attitude. So you just were terrified, and I'm thinking like, dude, I wouldn't even sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't put my feet near the couch, on the couch. He had a thing. And then I was like, I also couldn't get past the fact that he could smoke a cigarette and chew gum at the same time. I don't know why that's vivid in my head. But
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The entire time. And here's how old my parents are. Sorry, Mom. My mom was his teacher. So that's how.
Oh, wow.
Even though we were the same age, like, that's how young he
was. Wow. But
I was terrified.
There
was
were like, 70 rules just about cars.
Mm.
Just about what you could do near
in the car.
Their car.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? We're throwing the baseball. Not near the fucking Pontiac.
Yeah.
Get down the street. Anything that was near.
Yeah.
You couldn't even do activities near other shit.
Nope.
Even if you're outside of the house. 10,000 rules about the pool. about eating.
Yep.
I mean, not that we had a pool, but someone had a pool. It's like, you'll get cramps. Right. There's no glass.
Don't
running.
Use the inside towels.
Yeah, inside towels, outside towels. Like, well, it was one big fucking rule that amounted to nothing. Maybe they're smarter than we are because they realize it doesn't amount to jack shit.
But have you ever had the impulse, at least? Have you ever had to stop yourself and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, to one of the kids, or you're just super cool about it? Because you obviously know that it's weird.
Yeah. I feel like you're also asking for you here because I feel like you've said a few things.
But that's the thing. Like, our
Please
house,
tell me somebody else has normal? Done this.
No, it's funny because like I think our house is very like normal and very Rockwell and it's like fun and we're fun there. But like also like I'm not a pushover either.
Well, what I did is I just walked up to the kid while he was standing on the sofa and I said, hey, look. I don't know. I don't want any problem. I'm going to introduce myself.
Oh my
name is Art Fuss. Fucking right in his Adam's right. apple.
Dad, you have to stop punching my friends in the Adam's apple.
That's a lesson you don't learn twice.
All right. Let's take a break. Brent will hang out. We'll do some news right after this.
Available now for pre-order. Adam's sixth book. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything reminds me of something. Coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
We'll get to the mandates and the stuff, but let's start with something fun that happened over the weekend, is happening for several more weekends. The Coachella Music Festival got off to a smooth start over the weekend. Acts like Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, Swedish House Mafia, The Weeknd, all headlining Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. This festival, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, started in 1999 as a two-day event, featured Beck and Rage Against the Machine. Around 25,000 people in attendance, did not make a dime. Now it's a six-day festival, draws almost 1 million people, and they started hitting the $100 million profit mark in 2017.
Wow.
Back in my day when we used to go. But there were a lot of surprise guests. Damon Albarn from Blur and Gorillaz. He appeared with Billie Eilish. They did a song. Daniel Caesar brought out Justin Bieber. They did their Peaches song. Anita brought out Snoop Dogg.
Chris was telling me that there was 11 riders to that. I get my peaches in Georgia.
11
riders?
I put my pot in L.A. I get my...
Richard Marks has thoughts about that.
I get my zucchini.
Get my bread from Kansas. Okay.
He's literally just reading a list of where he gets shit
groceries.
From. Yeah.
Did somebody come in and just go, I got it, after like days of research, like peaches?
Or it's like, you know, nine guys weren't enough to put this 3-minute song to bed. It's a retarded nursery rhyme. And they had to get, what did you say, Chris? You said 11 guys, I think.
That's shameful. That's embarrassing.
Chris, didn't you say 11 guys worked on that song?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm pulling up the clip right now. It's pretty
11.
I wonder if like it's a contractual thing with like certain producers, you know what I mean? They get to be big enough and it's like, I'm working on the song. I'm getting
put my name on
credit.
It.
Well, you know, Ed Sheeran, he said once that the problem that happens with writers on songs is that they're just if you're in the room. Like, say we go visit a studio and we're there and it's like, you should pause there or something. They go, I'm a writer on it.
Right.
And that becomes like a legal thing, like crazy.
Well, yeah, if you listen to the song, it's stupid, but a little bit catchy, but dumb and, and not practical.
11 people didn't need to write it?
No.
Okay.
No, probably seven.
Seven.
Max. Yeah, max. On your
modest.
Best day.
Seven people.
Yeah. I mean, how many Beatles wrote songs instead of Lennon McCartney?
At most four.
McCartney.
At most four.
Is that the top?
That's funny.
Oh, here it is.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing
the
like
up?
Your touch. It's the way you lift me up.
The so next verse, we find out where he gets his Noki.
I get my weed from California. That's that shit.
I get my Noki from John and Vinny's.
All right.
11 people.
11 people.
Okay. Wow. Well, there was one guest, one special guest that came up. My hair is actually a nod to her today. I was so inspired after watching the clip several times. Harry Styles brought out somebody you would never, ever have expected had an influence on him, that he was a fan of. And after a couple of his songs, this happened.
Oh, wow. Shania Twain.
Come on, girls.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. All bets are off.
Should have brought up Mutt Lang.
Yeah.
They did Feel Like a Woman. Harry Styles is loving it. And the crowd goes wild. They think they're at Stagecoach.
They don't have to leave.
Yeah, right.
Does she have kids?
I don't know. She's 56, though.
Yeah. Like, how cool would she look, though, if she has kids through her?
Oh, my God. So after this, they sit on stage together, and they're about to do a duet. I wonder if you could figure out which song. And she says, like, I'm starstruck right now. And Harry said, you have no idea how much you've inspired me, because every time we got in the car, my mom had you on, and this is a big deal for me. So it was very heartfelt back and forth. And then they went into this mega hit, which also inspired my hair today. So
she
Harry Styles, she does. Harry Styles and Shania Twain on bar stools singing Still the One to each other. And he's a true fan.
Now, like I said,
it's very cute.
I know Brent wishes there was a comedy version of this where it's like, you pay me $1 million to do a 50-minute set.
Don't even get me started with that.
I bring out Patton Oswalt and Jimmy Kimmel. What's
and I could wear a chandelier vest like that. Yeah. And it'd be awesome.
You guys tell a few stories. Yeah. Limit it to 26 minutes.
You're the one about the birthday clown.
Yeah, because he's getting $7 million.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
She got a Southwest ticket and a That a Boy from her 19-year-old son, right? Hey, wouldn't this be cool to come up and just kind of, I can hang back. Well, yeah, bring the acoustic guitar.
And I'll chillax. Who gets all the credit for it? Harry Styles.
Right.
Yeah, and you get a good wind machine up there.
Oh,
you get
the
perfect green room.
Yeah.
You're not arguing with club owners.
We got a Grammy list of all the people that are nominated.
So this is where I originally saw when there was the first category, Song of the Year. So here's some of the nominees.
And Roy Lintel, Lil Nas X, Arts. Peaches by Louis Bell, Justin Bieber, Giving on Desmond.
Oh my God, it's a paragraph.
It's a paragraph.
Felicia Fury King.
It's an indie film crew list.
Luis Manuel Martinez Jr., Aaron Simmons, Ashton Simmons.
We're only on the third line.
And Kayvon Gosnell.
And Brent Morin.
Justin
like, what? Oh, I forgot I did this.
And Giveon. Oof.
And this guy's never been born. Yes.
We're bequeathing it to him.
That song is...
That's a money laundering scheme.
That song's like 3 minutes and 21 seconds long.
Is.
I mean, if that was Inagata DeVita or something, I could stairway to heaven.
Right.
Maybe, you go to the bullpen, but for 3 minutes
song... We didn't start the fire, all those lyrics, and we need all those songwriters.
Right. The Lion King, Aladdin, Henry Winkler.
And to juxtapose, you know who...
The Lego Movie.
How many people... Which is a great movie, by the way. You know how many people are credited as writers on Dolly Parton songs? One.
Oh, it's just her, yeah.
One.
Shania
That's
Twain?
That's right. Mutt Lang.
Same.
I think Mutt Lang, the producer, took off with Shania's friend or something. I think there was a couple's theme. I think it was, and then the couple went with Shania.
He's very reclusive, so you'd have a hard time verifying a lot of that. But
I think it was a couple switch hang thing.
We've talked about this before. That definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has total creation. But good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poor Shania. She looked fantastic. She's at Coachella.
Yeah, she's happy as a clam.
Yeah, Robert Lang broke up after having an affair with Shania's best friend.
Life swap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. But where did she go? Did she go another direction with someone that he knew? All right.
I don't know the answer to that.
Sorry. I'm reading it in real time.
How dare you?
So, yeah, he had an affair with Shania's best friend. And then Shania married the husband of that best friend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Google me right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I even posted today. You know, all the girls, everyone wants those beachy, loose, beachy waves. I'm over it. I want to do full 90s Country Music Award red carpet arrival. Mm-hmm. I think we all need to go back
to that.
You're
very Faith Hill today.
I feel very Faith Hill. Thank you.
And Shania.
I was singing Jody Messina when we walked in today. Oh, I'm feeling it.
That's like me with Yellowstone right now.
Oh, are you?
I'm getting obsessed with that damn show. And I'm just like, I want to be a cowboy right now.
What about, have you started 1883? Are you going
to
watch that later?
No, but isn't it supposed to be like a prequel to that or something?
Yeah, how they all got there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So some breaking news, at least as we record, a federal judge in Florida has voided the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation as exceeding the authority of U.S. health officials. The decision Monday by U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell in Tampa also said the CDC failed to justify its decision and did not follow proper rulemaking. It was a 59-page ruling, and she said the only remedy was to vacate the entire thing because it's impossible to end it just for the people who don't want it. So it's just got to be ended. The CDC recently extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, allowing more time to study this BA2 Omicron subvariant.
Well, let me say this. There's no such thing as a no mask mandate. There's just a no mandate to wear a mask.
Back
to normal. If you're a fucking pussy or there's something wrong with your head or you have something or whatever, then feel free to wear the fucking paper mask in between bites. That'll be... You can do that. People have done that. There's precedent for that.
Yeah,
well, it's unclear how quickly the ruling will be implemented at airports, train stations, the country, or if the Justice Department will attempt to block it. So,
well, there'll be a lot of doom and gloom. Look, Florida and California ended up in the same place in terms of deaths. But the study that factored in missed days at school for kids – and the economy?
The economy is a big
one. Florida is top five. And guess where California is? Fucking 49th,
47th.
I think. Or 47th. Yeah. All right. So we did very much worse than them. We ended up in the same place. Just fucking admit it. You screwed the pooch, California. Yeah. You hate Ron DeSantis. Fine. He happened to make the right call.
Yeah.
We can't affect it like you think we can. And just fucking drop it. They're going to start up with this, get the body bags. Like they were just on Daytona Beach spring break. You know, 2 years ago, going, why are people seven? Fuck you, all you people. Just look, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. Fucking get on with it.
Let's just get back.
If it made a difference, I'd be with it. California's the most locked down or amongst the most. Florida's the most open.
At least, yeah.
We end up in the same spot. Oh, give me that fucking Sunny Hostra fucking clip from The View.
Blah. Oh, did she have thoughts?
She has thoughts.
Well,
she has
thoughts while about you're, everything. If you don't have it, thoughts. Okay. I was going to say, I'll wait on.
Well, first gig, I was just I by myself, no pet, no, nobody. Oh, let's watch this for a second. I'm going to see this.
You're sunny.
I think when it comes to mask mandates, they're there because people just aren't great people. And that's just the bottom line. Americans just aren't great to each other. We just aren't. And so when it comes to things like flying, the mask mandate is supposed to be lifted April 18th. I don't want to get on a plane with super spreaders. I don't want to get on a plane with 214 other people that are going to be breathing on me with their COVID breath. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I want the mask. I want the mask.
All right, first things first. All roads lead to narcissism. This is it. It's all narcissism. It's all narcissism. It's all me, me, me. I don't want. Take the fucking bus, bitch. Number one. Number two, she's an attorney. She sounds like a fucking 9-year-old. I don't want it. I don't want it. I want a mask. I don't want it. That's what fucking 9-year-old sound like.
What does COVID breath actually smell like?
I don't know. Could we get one fucking normal, sane person on that show to fucking push back? Or they just decided we're going to take five crazy yentas and we'll all go down crazy alley together?
Yeah, the Real Housewives that Cohen does. You know, I think with The View, they just started going, you know what? Let's stop trying to make it. Let's lean into crazy because that's going to get people to watch.
She's a educated woman. And look,
Americans aren't good people.
Americans aren't good people, but not her.
Right. Yeah.
She's the good person. She wants to wear the mask everywhere.
She doesn't want the COVID breath. Okay, in her defense, we don't want the COVID
breath. I don't want it.
Jesus smells like vanilla.
Christ. Or articulate your fucking position, bitch, and not just be emotional. You know,
yeah.
Show me some fucking data. Get out the fucking dim the lights.
Yeah.
Put up the fucking slideshow. Overhead projector. Get out the fucking grease pencil. Have some points, like how many times it's been spread over a plane and how's the vector of transmission. Bring something, bitch. Instead of just fucking panicking everyone, and you're just talking to like-minded fucking unemployable daytime yentas and going, oh, yeah, she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do as a comedian? Like that. I have to be on the damn plane.
Yeah, right.
With your COVID breath.
Well, you make some good points about what happened between California and Florida, and I'll just put a button on it saying that.
Max Zapata, clip from the doctors, just the first 30 seconds.
All right.
We could save this nation. We could. Everyone would act like me. This is from 2 years ago, almost. I sent out a tweet calling everyone a pussy. here's how you must answer questions when being called out.
Yeah, this is December of 2020.
December 2020, me as a guest on the TV show The Doctors.
You know, I agree about social media. It's doing a lot for a lot of people. And you also, by the way, you post controversial tweets, and you're a comedian, and you talk about it. This is one that stuck out. And since with The Doctors, I want to point out, you said, quote, turns out the people dying from COVID are old or sick or both. How many of you bleeps got played, and who's going to get played next time? What exactly were you trying to say there?
Exactly what I said. It's exactly what I mean.
So only
it's all there.
Only old and sick people are dying from COVID?
All right. That's the point. Stick by your fucking guns, pussies. Don't be fucking bullied. Don't let the ones who never stop talking about bullying bully you. Just fucking stick by it. There you go. Old people and sick people. That's who dies, everybody. Fuck all you. Get your shit together. We got a fucking country to run here.
And you didn't restate it, but in a more flowery way, which is what he was asking. You said,
I'll walk it back when I'm wrong, not when you got your panties in a bunch.
You
bitch.
Charles Barkley that was good.
That's
that was
right.
Good. It's exactly like, I said what I said and I stick to it.
Yes.
Well, what you said about California versus Florida is right. The only button I'll put on it is that according to a new poll, Californians thought exactly what California did was the right thing to do. And what Florida did was the right thing to do. Only you're right. They had about the same amount of cases, but we didn't fare so well out here in the Golden State in terms of the economy and education.
I know everybody didn't know what was how to deal with this, obviously.
Careful.
But my whole thing is like the economy and everything. It's just like, that's where we're really going to suffer for years now.
Well, not only that, you know, we talk about, it's interesting, you go like kids being home from school, the relationship with kids, worst thing you can do to a kid is scare them.
Yeah.
We've taken the country and we've gone, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take half the country's kids that are either black and Hispanic and convince them we live in a racist nation and there's a target on the back. And then the white kids will convince them that they need to wear a mask and COVID's going to get them. We'll scare the fuck out of everyone. It causes real anxiety. You kept them out of school in California for a fucking year and a half because the teachers' unions are fucking bought and sold and they're pussies and they bought the fucking governor. I don't know why people think this is a good system, but they're fucking coward pussies. The other part is not just the relationship the kids have with school, which is now severed. You can't tell kids to stay home for a year and a half. That's like having 18 cases of mono or something or whatever. That's the longest a kid could stay home was 2 weeks. He's got mono. And I was like, son of a bitch.
I know. Lucky fucker.
And that to me was like the guy in Vietnam who got shot in the foot and got to go back home. You know what I mean? Like $1 million mono. But sad to say, it affects everyone's relationship with school. Yeah. The difference between parents and your kid missing a day of school pre being off for a year and a half versus been home for a year and a half, no big whoop. It's a different prism mm-hmm. that you view that through. You're like, school's like, you know, if they miss a day, or like my son, he said he had a stomach flu or something, he missed one day, then they tell him to miss the next day because everything's about, we can't spread this, we can't do that. I'm like, yeah, but I don't care. Like, well, you've been on a futon for a year and a half. What difference is this going to make? You fucked up kids, California, badly, and teachers' unions, badly. You knew the science, you knew what was going on, and you fucking took it out on the kids, and especially the inner city and the poor little brown and black ones, which you claim to care about the most. You fucked them up the most. So good fucking luck to you, assholes. Suicide, drug ODs, depression, it's all there.
Literally
it's all
cutting on themselves.
Thank you. And then you called the guy who wanted to keep the schools open in Florida a murderer the entire time. So, all right, now we got the results. Who are we going to listen to next time? That's all I'm saying. California will go down this road again. That's why it may not be salvageable.
Yeah.
They're overwhelmingly – Gavin Newsom still has an emergency. Are we still in an emergency order from Gavin Newsom 2 years plus in? He's still doing it by emergency decree?
Isn't that a funding thing? Which I'm saying, to your point,
probably.
Wouldn't it be better for him to say we are?
Yeah, it surprise you if it was.
I'm just saying he is the dictator in this equation, not Florida, California. You guys are under the fucking boot of a dictator, not Florida. Wear a mask or don't wear a mask. That's not a dictatorship. Or if it is, it's piss poor. Jesus Christ.
You're saying dictator. Like a passive aggressive dictator?
Yes.
And it's like, and we're doing this unless you don't want to.
Right.
But also, Elon whatever, Musk buying Twitter is not an attack on free speech. It's a genius going, I'm opening it up to whatever speech. That's not an attack on free speech. It could be something, but let's not call it that. That's what I'm saying. We're labeling everything.
Well, let's move on to a different disease. One thing people haven't been good at protecting themselves against during the pandemic, because, you know, flus went down, you know, COVID, no one was touching each other, everyone was home. However, gonorrhea and syphilis surged to a 30-year high in the U.S.
Amongst guys named Serge. I don't think people know that.
If your name's Serge,
you're going to have gonorrhea.
There were almost 700,000 infections with gonorrhea detected in 2020. This is the highest number since 1990. For anyone who doesn't know,
must have been working, huh?
That's right. Gonorrhea leads to pain, urinating, and an unpleasant discharge from the genitals.
Boy, doesn't.
Discharge is such a gross word.
As
isn't it?
For syphilis, there were 144,000 cases spotted over the same period, also a record of the last three decades. Yeah,
I have a theory. Now, the cases may be up. That may be the case. I bet there's a lot of people who put off going to the doctor.
That's exactly
for a year
right.
Or two.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's a good theory.
That is not a theory.
That is exactly what's going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Look
suggested
at you.
Because
fucking
lack of
a.
testing.
It's deep.
Because they told you stay home or whatever, so you weren't really aware of it. You thought, it'll pass. Rising rates of drug use, as we talked about, also behind the rise. So people making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good news for you, Lynch. Beautifully just scooped me and stepped all over at the top of the show, but it's worth talking about. From gonorrhea to diarrhea, Taco Bell bringing back the Mexican pizza. Mm. No word yet on the Bell Beefer, but they are going to bring back this pizza that everybody loves May 19th. The pizza's return seems to be tracked by traced back to change.org because we're out of problems.
I say move on.
Generation.
That's right.
Yeah, they generated 170,000 signatures. The company even got Doja Cat to make the announcement at Coachella, where she seems to have partnered up with them. This is what that
good
sounded
for her.
Like.
Make that money.
Pretty sure there's a partnership
this
there.
This is not rock and roll or whatever.
Yeah, by the way, how much of people, Coachella Stone and shit, going, she just fucking say Mexican pizza?
Yeah, no, how high am I?
How fucking
is that
rolling
part of the
am
lyrics?
I?
Yeah. But screw it, if you pay me, I'll do it.
Sounds like a gay porn position. That's right. For Mexican pizza. Chris said he bought five. What?
Oh, yeah. I bought five of them the last day that they were out just because I was going to my friend's house. I'm like, I'm getting everybody Mexican pizzas on the way in. And yeah, so I spent all that money. I mean, oh, not wow. that much money, but
yeah, it's like $12.
I feel tricked. I feel tricked either way.
My wife, Christy, my wife works on her work for the company that represents them, their marketing. So it's not our client, but she works for the company. There was outrage. Outrage amongst Taco Bell fans when Mexican pizza went away a few months ago.
Really?
Oh, my. Are you serious? Yes.
I got to say a couple things. I was walking. I did a whole, me and my son did a whole lap of City Walk. And I haven't been up there and done the City Walk walk in many a year. Same. And you got to take a few years off. It's like Disneyland. And I walked the whole length of the place. And it was fat people everywhere. This is just Easter Sunday, you know, folks and their kids. There were plumpers up and down. And like the part where you know, buy BMI and all that, you know, that stuff, that's all very, you know, technical. Just go to a place you used to go to 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and just walk amongst the people. You don't need a clipboard. You don't need a scale. You don't need calipers or anything. Just walk and go.
Couple eyeballs.
Boy, fat.
Mouth oh,
that kid is fat. Oh, that kid is fatter. You know what I mean? That kid's fat and his dad's fat and his mom's fat. Like, it is all over everywhere.
Would you call it a pandemic or an epidemic?
Well, if you work, you know, if you talk to some guys like my friend Jake, who was a writer on Kimmel, then became a physician, and they start talking about diabetes and those centers where you go there and you get on the machine and all that stuff, it's like, oh, it's an epidemic. Okay. I mean, it's coming. Yeah. I mean, we're all going to have to pay for it. It's insane that you get a 9-year-old who's morbidly obese and they just carry that through their life.
Yeah.
How much does that cost us? How much does it cost them? Like, it should be job one. Bill Maher's the only person that'll bring it up, and he gets yelled at.
Yeah.
It's insane. So the least healthy thing you could be is a kid. Unless it gets renewed, the California state emergency expires June 30th.
Oh, so we're still very much in it.
We got a few more months of the emergency going. Yeah. All right, let's bring her home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Oh my name is Art Fuss! Gina
Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Is anyone, hey Chris, is anyone else under the emergency order? I mean, maybe it's New Jersey, maybe it's Michigan.
The green state's on your screen.
And
Texas
believe
is still under an emergency order?
Yeah, they said the disaster proclamation expires April 22nd.
That's tomorrow.
Oh,
that's
okay.
2 weeks around.
Also, I heard this morning that Pennsylvania is going back to masks indoors.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right.
Oh, great.
Right.
That's going to be
going
really good.
Are you going that way?
No, yeah. So I got shows in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Perfect.
That's came back from Philly last night.
Bring a mask.
Oh, all right. Last but not least, there's LifeLock. Tax season is always crazy, but this year I feel a little more stressful. If you fall victim to scammers pretending to be IRS, asking for personal info, bank accounts, or for you to wire them money, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. Put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. You'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. So protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
The Lion's Den Pod is the name of Brent Horan's podcast. And also, we got live dates, Homestead, PA, at Pittsburgh Improv, and also that'll be Friday through Sunday. Then Los Angeles, Melrose Improv, that'll be April 28th, and then Dallas, Addison, the Addison Improv, that'll be April 29th through May 1st. Website, BrentMorin.com. Com. Yep. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, it was
come
fun.
Come on to those shows. It'll be good.
So until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Brent Morin and Gina Grad and Bull Bryan saying mahalo.
You are so squishy.
You can watch this episode of the Adam Carolla Show at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see the Ace Man live at adamcarolla.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to GEICO. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.